Oh, yeah. And see if you're holding any tension anywhere in your body and let your breath go there. Just softening, relaxing, enjoying that part that can just settle back. And imagine that this family is all connected today, because we are. We're connected by the field. And it's a wonderful thing that we can share this time together wherever we are. And that as we do, the information and the love from the Star Mothers, from Adirondack, from Cryon, comes to play with us, comes to be with us, comes to teach us, and comes to give us love, if we can open more and more to receiving that unconditional wave surrounding us in the love of the one source that those beautiful beings of light all have in common. The love, the wisdom, the sharing, all comes from the same beautiful place. So as we know that, we can relax even more deeply and begin to open ourselves like the beautiful flowers that we are to the love, the wisdom, and the guidance of Adirondack and Cryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence as you are acknowledging all of the energy of this planet. Whew, takes your breath away sometimes, doesn't it? With that energy and with that frequency that you are experiencing, know that this energy that you are finding is expanding all around you. It is getting higher and, surprising, a bit more intense, eh? So with that intensity, we ask you to pay attention to what it is that you are choosing. Now more than ever before, your own innate abilities are coming through stronger and stronger than you ever thought possible. In the vessel Marilyn's home a couple of days ago, there was a spirit, physical with their eyes, you open, seeing them. They identified who it was, and both the Joy and the vessel Marilyn got confirmation. And then they delivered the message to the person that had crossed over was coming in. And if you need more details on that, we can give them to you. But you see, our point is, your innate abilities with this energy that is happening right now are becoming more intense. We are asking you, we are pleading with you to learn to manage your own skills, your own abilities, your own frequencies, your own energy. Because if you do, then those around you do as well. And each of you knows at least 200 people. So that frequency goes out amongst all 200 of those people. And if you move into that place of panic, and it is very easy to do right now, to panic as to what's happening in the world, what are we going to do, what are we going to have, what are we going to experience, that energy is indeed expanding out. We know you know this. We know you know this. Do we need to say that again? We know you know this. So let us be able to stop telling you this once you get it, once you understand, once you hold that frequency in the peace that you are creating. You see, that peace that you are creating is also what is reverberating out into the planet. We asked our vessel Marilyn to pick a card, random card from affirmations from Lee Carroll from the Mastery online. You can get the app yourself. It says, whatever I was born with doesn't matter. Now, isn't that interesting? I am in control of my biology, my immune system, and my awareness. I am healthy and filled with vitality. Now, think, out of all the 44 or 144, we don't know how many cards there are, all of those messages were coming in right now, just as this pandemic, as you call it, this COVID thing, as you call it, which is really not what it seems to be. Understand that? It is not what it seems to be. It's coming in, and you are once again reminded that you are indeed in charge of your own immune system, and you have the qualities and the information to boost it. Now, a few years ago, everyone was shifting their DNA and getting 144 strands of DNA and 24 strands of DNA and blah, 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 blah. Of course, it is not proven by science. But you see, the energy field of humanity is documented and proven by science. So you know certain parts of your body will boost the immune system. You know certain activities will expand your consciousness of vitality. And yet, we go into a restaurant or we go into a park or something and people are sitting around talking about everything they don't want to happen. Stop it. That serves no purpose, dearest ones. That serves no purpose. What is it that you do wish to happen? Your own innate abilities are getting stronger and stronger. That is why the vessel Marilyn, the Joy, our dear friend Lee Carroll, Dr. Amber, Michelle, all are dividing in and acknowledging you to help you train and hone those innate abilities so you know what it is that you are controlling. So you identify that frequency as your abilities are getting stronger. It is a part of that frequency that is keeping you, dearest, healthy and strong. You know that some of you would not be able to be here and receive this activation, this energy, this information, unless we had this big thing going on and you were online and you were live streaming, and therefore you can see it easily from South Africa or Australia or somewhere else in the world. You see, this is a time for the world to be brought together and encircled in that frequency. Yes, how many times must we say it? The frequency of love and compassion. Love and compassion for our fellow human. We know that many of you are connecting with the galactics, and many of you are connecting with all of the beings that are not in physical form on this planet. They're not going to show themselves until it is safe and until you can prove that it is safe amongst your own people, your own race, your own humans. The human race, not color. We don't believe in color. Everything is color. You see what we say? That the human must learn that their innate ability is expanding through the frequency of time and space. And with that innate ability, that expanding through the frequency of time and space, that is what is creating your innate abilities to be expanded as well. We see we've got two things going on here. So with that energy, we ask you, what is it that you want? What is it that matters most to you? What is it that connects you to you? Is it all these things that are about you? You know, trinkets and lights and tables and furniture and all the best technology you are finding that the world is simplifying and showing you what really matters. That is the new frequency. What is it that really matters to you? We will be talking about that several other times this weekend, because what really matters to you is the power and presence of you. Aha! How easy could that be? It's just you. Why is it that humans have a tendency to give their power away to another? Why is it that humans have the tendency to judge and act violently upon another just because of who they are? Or maybe what they have said. You have done that for 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 years. Aren't you ready to be done with that now? Take a deep breath. I am ready to accept all people in love and compassion and radiate that energy out beyond my physical presence. Take a deep breath. And so it is. Can it be that simple? Why not? Everything is possible. Yes. One radiating soul shifts another radiating soul, which shifts another radiating soul, which shifts another radiating soul. That is what your presence is here experiencing. That is why it doesn't matter almost what the information is. Just gather online amongst people all over the world every time you get the opportunity to connect heart to heart with each other. That is exciting to the galaxies. We will see you again, huh? We love you. We know you. We feel you. We love you more than you love yourself, maybe. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Once again, I would like to present a group of four channelings over the 2 days. They will link together to do something I have not done before. I want to present the story of creation all the way up to today from the standpoint of the Creator. This will be one of four. And the title of all four, the general overall title, you're going to like this. It's going to be The Love Machine. Kryon, why would you call anything something that's not really that sacred a machine? Almost everything that is given to you, dear ones, from the other side of the veil has other meanings and purposes and metaphors. Many times the words that we would speak and give you in the way that we do has other messages within it based upon even the way it's given. And the reason is because your language is limited when it comes to that which is linear, what you're hearing today. Words after words put in a language which has to be translated many times. But there is another language. We've even called it the third language. Now, the reason we called it the third language, this is an explanation of what I just told you, has nothing to do with the one that says, oh, there's also a second language. Oh, there isn't. Well, how could there be a third language without a second language? And the reason is this. The third language is a metaphor. It has to do with the number three, which means catalytic information. The third language, therefore, is a language which is a multidimensional catalyst for understanding, for intuition. It lands in various places in you, including the pineal, that receptor that comes from the creative source and the higher self. So you see, even the simplest things that we discuss sometimes have profound meanings that are greater than the words we speak. The machine, the reason it's called a machine is you understand a machine. Number one, you would understand a machine has a purpose. A machine doesn't simply exist to be a machine. It must do something, it goes somewhere, has a purpose. The next thing about a machine is it's filled with moving parts that interface one with another in a certain way. So the love machine is the description of a... Are you ready? Of a human being put here on purpose. It's a machine with a purpose. Built in love to put you right where you are. In love to put you right where you are. Not as a victim of the planet, but one who is known by God, known by the creative source, known by spirit. There are some belief systems that will acknowledge that. They'll say, yes, God knows every hair on your head. And then in the next phrase, they'll say, and every hair will be tortured forever if you don't do certain things. That's not the God that we're talking about. The love machine is a grand story of beauty, of miracles, of you. And it starts so long ago. They tell you that this universe of yours, this galaxy perhaps, is many billions of years old. They talk about a Big Bang, which was the beginning of your universe. They talk about how old that might be. They're completely and totally wrong. They're wrong in the fact that this universe of yours is part of a multiverse system, and it was created from other systems that are far older than yours. Yours simply is the newest universe, and there will be others past yours. Older than you can think of, the system has been in place. They throw around numbers which don't mean much to you because a human being doesn't operate in billions and trillions. And so it's difficult for you to understand just how many years it would be. Years are only something for you, dear ones, on this planet. They represent a cycle around your sun, which is specific to your solar system. If you met somebody, and you will someday, from other solar systems, and you said, how many years old are you? They would have no idea what you're talking about, because they would measure their times and their ages much different. But let's stay with yours, for you're told that this Earth of yours is 4 billion years old, approximately. And when you go to Scripture, there is this wonderful description of a void somehow, where God created that which was light and that which was the Earth and the sun and all of that which you know. It's all metaphoric, dear ones, including the time frame. Note how many days it took. That's a metaphor. It's a sacred number, dear ones. It means something. All to tell you this, that the creative force that you call God made it all. Made it all. not accidentally, made it all. It was created for life, not just yours. For I've said before, the solar system that you have has that life which you call Earth, humans. But the galaxy is teeming with life. Now, where am I going with this? The love machine. There's a machine based in that which is the love for the human soul, which is about to put you here in a miraculous way. Science is discovering something that would have wrinkled the feathers of theologians in the past, that life is a natural occurring event all over the galaxy, that the same elements exist everywhere that exist here. If you go other parts of the galaxy, you're going to find the same attributes, the same laws, the same periodic table of elements. You're also going to find something else, that life is a natural occurring event. They come together synchronistically at the right time. You even have electricity. They come together at the right time, enhanced perhaps by lightning. It would create compounds, proteins, yes, even RNA. And it starts. It's natural. Scientists will discover that someday when they find the first microbes and cellular structures in other places, and they will find, yes, they started there in the same way they started here. But dear ones, nothing was natural here. There was a plan. There was a machine. Because humans would eventually come here. And humans would eventually have a soul. And the love machine was active in how that occurred and when it occurred. In this first channeling of the four, it's all about how you got here. If the universe is approximately the same age, all of it, and the galaxies are approximately the same age, that would mean that everything would have happened simultaneously and the developments would have been that way, and they're not that way at all. Every single planet had its own scenario of how life would form, when the elements would come together. Every planet is different in its climates and its gravities, slightly different enough so the elements come together as they do for that particular unique platform of the planet. Yours, well, it was delayed, let's say. When the scientists start to reveal what might have happened on this planet as they dig down, as they analyze and realize, well, there was life before life before life before life, and they'd be right. In other words, life started and stopped on your planet a number of times. And you might say, well, how is that possible? It's either here or it isn't. And I say, well, how linear of you. When life gets started, it has to have a process of sustenance. It must be able to reproduce, create itself, have a balance of chemicals, now you call Gaia. That is perfect. And it's not automatic. So the creation of life may occur. But it's not going to keep going unless all of the elements are there to sustain it. And they weren't. So many times, that magic of life with the lightning and all of the compounds and all of that starting took hold, and you actually had life many times, and then it died out. Sometimes it would sustain itself for a long time because there was just enough, and then it would leave. And what I'm telling you is this, that it got started many times on this planet, but not until very, very lately did it take hold. And when I mean take hold, I mean this. Photosynthesis was very late on your planet. And that was the catalyst. That was the reason when it came together finally in the right way, that life would sustain itself and continue and continue and continue, that you would breathe in the air and the plants would want what you breathe out, and they would exhale in their own way, and that's what you need to survive. This became the cycle that you know as Gaia, and it was very late. Other planets had it right away. And you might say, well, it's kind of a chance thing. Not on yours, dear ones. You might say that there was a helping hand that pushed it aside and pushed it aside and pushed it aside so that you would get a late start. It was important that you get a late start because of what's going to happen next with the love machine. I want you to put this in context and don't look at this as raw science or odd channeling. What if the timing of you being here was perfect? What if the development of that soul as you sit right now on this planet in this galaxy was perfect? What if all of these things contain the love machine instead of chance or randomness, like you've been told? And if that's true, dear ones, and it is, that means you are no accident here. That indeed the Creator knows who you are, and that your soul was on purpose, that your lifetimes were on purpose, and that something is afoot. Something is happening, dear ones. And it is. You've moved past that precession of the equinox that my partner talks about, that shift that he talks about, which almost every planet with life, like yours, had presented to it in a different way. But they all had a time of awakening potential. They all had free choice, just like you do. They all had a creation story, but that's channel two. We're getting there. I wanted you to be aware that void in the creation story of the planet, indeed, that means a time before your solar system. The creation of light, literally, was not the creation of the sun. It was a creation of the potential of your soul. All here on this planet, ready to go, and the machine starts to work. That love machine, the love of humanity, which created it in a right way, predictable timing, in a way that you will discover as I give this channel someday is correct. The second channel of today, a little more about how you started, what happened next, from the standpoint of the Creator who is in love with humanity. That's the machine, totally and completely with a purpose. And the purpose is to know you. We're going to shake hands someday, dear ones, in a way that you don't expect. And I mean by this, your higher self in your soul. We'll meet that old consciousness, linear human being in a way you don't expect. And the result, I'm going to tell you. That's it for now. And so it is.